You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Help us all. Help us, please. Please, please, please.
Help us on the way.
We're doomed. This country is doomed.
Good morning to you, too.
4 years is not...
Not going to make it?
We're not going to make that 4 years. You know, this country is sinking slowly, slowly, slowly into the West. We are done.
Did you get up on the wrong side of the bed or what? Come on, man. It's not that bad.
The truth is gone. History. We don't have the truth anymore. We just get out there and we just say whatever we want to say. Lies. And that's the administration. But here on this show, you hear the truth constantly, all the time. It never stops. Okay. This is what? This is WMDX 92.7.
Just out of the gate, you're just spewing.
I am.
Just crazy,
I am.
Man. Did you not get any sleep last night?
We're making a little adjustment here on the show. You know, we are getting rid of the calendar, the National Day calendar, which we will take a look at in just a moment.
Right.
But you know, I'm looking over the news headlines and stuff like that, and I get super depressed every time I do that. And now I'm kind of angry about the latest story, and that is the Kennedy Center. Going to have a big celebration. All the power people are going to be at the Kennedy Center. As you know, Trump has taken over the Kennedy Center. He has grasped it. He has taken it.
Right.
It is his own now. It's his palace, and this is where he has his plays and his power play, where he invites all his friends to walk down the red carpet into the Kennedy Center. He's going to bring the Kennedy Center back. Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised he hasn't renamed it the Trump Center, Trump Entertainment Zone
something. Yeah, how could he keep it the Kennedy Center, right?
I don't know.
So here's the thing, you know, the first big play for him is one of his favorite plays, Les Miserables.
Oh, really?
Okay. So Les Miserables, I'm just like, Les Miserables, I don't remember that. What's the story of Les Miserables, right?
I don't know.
Okay, so
Don,
anyway.
Do you know? I don't know.
You
said lame is Rob?
What?
What did you say? Lame is Rob?
Yeah.
Lame is Rob.
Lame is Rob.
Yeah. Oh.
This is the big play, and he's talking it up. He loves the music in it, and apparently he's played some of the music from Les Miserables at his rallies. Okay. Yeah. But what is it about? This is the big... He loves this play. All right, so anyway, it's about inequality and social class issues. It's set in France. A five-volume novel explores the struggles of people in the lower class and how they grapple with unfair treatment. So this is his favorite play.
Okay.
Talking about the lower class and their struggles. Well, thank you. Thank you. So is this like a tip on how to make them more miserable? I don't know.
Maybe so.
You know, it just seemed like the wrong play, and I'm done. You know,
it's a French epic historical novel by Victor Hugo. You know, the play is based on that.
Right.
Published in 1862.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we can talk to Julie Belschner about this in a little while. She's in the theater. You know, from the Redbud Players Community Theater Group. I bet she knows. We'll talk to her.
Here's another description. Okay. Offers a profound meditation on the power of kindness, not just as an individual virtue, but as a catalyst for change, both personal and societal. So there you go. That must be what Trump is actually doing. with mm-hmm. our country.
I'm sure.
Right? It's a catalyst for change.
Okay. Good morning. That's John Peterson. I'm Gordy Young. Dom Lee is in the producer's chair. It's right. kind of draining, drizzly. You know, we need to it's, mention yeah, I the would weather
call it,
is kind
I'd
of
call
crummy.
It mist.
It's mist.
It's misting out there.
Misty drizzle. Yes. Yeah. Remember her? She was great in Vegas. She had an act that
Mr. Drizzle was
killed.
Fantastic.
She
great,
killed.
Great pole dancer.
Yeah, fabulous.
And it's playing Misty for you this morning.
Oh, yeah. Remember that movie? Oh, did you see play Misty
I
for
did,
me?
I did, yes. Yes.
Clint Eastwood and Jessica fan. Walters. Yeah. Oh, my God. You talk. Have you ever heard of that movie, Dom?
I have heard of it, but I've never watched it. But I do love Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, well, he plays a jazz DJ
right
at a station in
a maniacal fan who goes after him.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's almost it's
scary.
It reminds me a lot of Catherine who pursued us to do this morning show.
Oh my God!
She's gonna call in soon. For
yeah,
that. Just watch.
You can take that one.
I'm always.
Okay.
I'm always trying to find a way to get her to respond to the show.
Oh, she's going to respond now.
You think so?
Okay.
There we go.
All right. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning.
Put her on the spot. I'm sorry.
Is brought to you by MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, and they offer fast and flexible appointments. Family owned, they're helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids, it's improving the quality of life through better hearing. You can check them out at their website and get an initial hearing test right there, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Jim and Sarah will help you out,
yeah.
get you in
oh,
for an
yeah.
appointment and set you all up.
They're great.
Whatever you need.
Very easy to talk to, and they'll definitely help you out
yeah.
as they have helped us.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah. Lynn out in Golden Valley says, the miserables.
I
guess that's the way you would say it in English.
Okay. Thank you for
we
that.
We should ask Julian.
Oh, Julian?
Well, Julian. Well, it's a French play.
Yeah.
So.
You know, you're right.
Right. We
I don't think we have him available okay. at the moment, but right. we'll try. It's 57 degrees currently. What does your WMDX watch say? The Samsung
me
watch.
Here. Well, let me just tell you right away that
for an afternoon high,
sunset tonight is 8:33. It's getting later and later and later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here it is. Currently 58 degrees.
Okay.
High of 78 today.
Really, 78.
And a low of 51. But I can tell you one thing. I feel the dew points, and they're up there.
It's very humid out there. Do we have the bar dice available there, Dom? Do you have those standing by?
I think we do.
It's right next to the beer. It's right next to the beer.
Let me go check it out real
quick. There you go.
Okay. Go ahead and roll them and slam them. Let's go.
Where'd the crowd come
from? Oh, I don't know.
I don't remember
the crowd. It's a 7 and a 3. Our dice have a 7 and a 3.
Well, they just open the window. Take the bar dice out. We hear the crowd in the background. Close the window again.
That's good.
We're done.
Yeah, and you know, we'll as we go along, we'll check. I guess Brittany is not going
she's
to
not
be
with us
again.
Yeah, yeah, must be really under the weather.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. And that's a hard thing to be when you're a weather person.
Yeah.
Okay. Shall we check the? let's find out what happened on this date in history.
Okay.
Dom.
All right.
Do you have anything for us here this
it
morning?
It happened on this day as if you cared.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. In 1974, beer was sold for actually 10 cents during beer night.
1974.
Yeah, 1974, the Cleveland Indians. It was intended to kind of boost attendance, but instead it just got... It just became a riot,
yeah.
And you know, people were intoxicated, and the game ended up being forfeited. So
that's Cleveland.
That's why
for
we
you.
Don't see too many of those 10-cent beer nights.
I think it ended there. So, and then in 1896, we're going way back.
Yeah.
Henry Ford drives his first Ford through the streets of Detroit.
All right,
pretty plain and simple there.
That must have been a great day.
It must have been. And then in 1919. Congress approved the 19th Amendment, which guaranteed the women the right to vote.
Mm-hmm. In 1919.
Yeah. 19. Yeah. That seems incredible, you know, that they didn't have the right to vote. I mean, when I when I first found that out, I just, wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's incredible. They still haven't passed the Equal Rights Amendment.
Well, yeah, that's even what's more incredible.
You know, equal pay.
For some reason, they're holding back on that. They say it passed. I mean, Biden had said it passed and he was going to put it in place, but I don't remember. No one knows. No one knows why it's still not enforced. But.
Okay. Any birthdays for today there?
Birthdays. Yes, yeah. Birthdays. I got two birthdays here. We got Russell Brand. He was an actor in Despicable Me, which I really like that movie. One of my favorite movies.
Anybody a fan of Russell Brand anymore? He's obnoxious. Okay, let's go on to Angelina Jolie, which is fantastic.
Yep, Angelina Jolie as well.
She's a great
actress.
What
a great actress. Hey, I was just throw this a little thing in. You talked about Henry Ford drives the first Ford through the streets of Detroit.
Right.
It's Henry Ford who put us on this wrong path with gasoline engines. Yeah.
They were going with electric there.
They started early off on that way, but he was convinced by the lobby from the energy industry. I don't know how much power they had at that time, but he went with gasoline. Here we are today, controlled by big oil.
Mm-hmm. And nothing's really happening on the National Day calendar today. It's National Hug Your Cat Day.
Okay, that's nothing.
For all you cat people. It's actually National Cheese Day today. So
that's big.
Here in Wisconsin.
That's really big.
That's a big deal. It's National Cognac Day and National Old Maids Day.
God. Wow. That still exists?
Go back to National Cheese Day for a moment.
I feel like we've been talking about cheese for the past 3 days. Now.
I know.
Velveeta cheese and then, cheese today.
Yeah, that's right.
We're in a cheese roll.
Cheese roll.
There you go.
Oh, God.
I'll be here all week. 17 minutes past the hour. And this portion of the show is being brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. One thing remains constant. This has been the same ever since they've opened up their doors. Back in 1958, they're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Check them out. Two locations to serve you better here in Madison, East Side and West Side.
Yeah.
Or go to verlo.com. Check out their adjustable bed frames there, as well as all their other fine products. They don't just have mattresses. They've got lots of accessories, pillows.
Bed frames? You mean
adjustable? The adjustable bed frames that you love.
The adjustable bed frames.
You're just a fan of bed frames that adjust a lot.
You know, a lot of people.
Up, down, sideways.
They don't think about it, and they think of hospital beds, and that irritates me to no end. So that's why I get on my high horse about the adjustable beds, because it's just fantastic. All you have to do is raise it up maybe 1 or 2 inches, and that's not very much, but you feel better. You can sleep better. You can read better. You can watch TV better from your bed. It's just a...
Did you used to work at Verlo or something? I mean, you know all about these.
I do. I was stunned that I actually wanted one and then finally got one, and I was so happy with it. It's just a revelation. That's all. You just discover something like
that. Does it have a remote control?
It does. Sure.
Nice.
Yeah, we've got two remotes because we put two single extra long beds together, and it creates...
You and
king size bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you find it you're doing it in you synchronous?
No. We have to separate them just a little bit because when I raise my side, it doesn't start raising just the edge of her mattress. So
you got to be careful there.
Well, you really have to be careful. Yes, indeed.
19 past the hour.
There's a rumble in the bed.
Just getting started on a Wednesday morning. When we come back, we'll talk to Julie Belschner from the Redbud Players Community Theater Group in Columbus. Coming up on John and Gordy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young in the morning, and that song, great song, No, not really.
It's Herb Alpert.
It is, but, you know, we don't play the lyrical version of it because it's, it's kind of dated. Music to watch girls
by. Oh,
that's
right. Yeah,
that's not,
a whole one.
Yeah, not something to do anymore. That's called harassment
politically
now.
Incorrect.
Yeah.
6:23. It's cloudy. It's a little rainy out there this morning, and 57 degrees, mm-hmm. highs in the 70s. And we welcome Julie Belschner in from the Redbud Players of Community Theater Group that's in Columbus. Julie, thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Hello, John. Good morning, Gordy.
Hello. We love Columbus. It's a great little town, you know, great history and historic buildings there. It's just wonderful. I was only there once, but I was there when they had a brewery.
It has a long history of breweries, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
And there's still, you know, there's still the brewery buildings there.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of, you know, really cool things, awesome parks. So mm-hmm. it's a great place to live. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your Redbud Players Community Theater Group and what you've got coming up here.
Well, unbelievably, this is our 26th year.
Amazing.
I know. I have not been with it that long, but mm-hmm. It's been around for quite a while. Kind of sunk down a little like everybody did during COVID. So we're kind of in a rebuilding phase. Mm-hmm. So we've got coming up auditions for Charlotte's Web, and that's going to be from 6 to 8 p.m. June 16th and 17th. And
so
that's going to be at the Columbus,
okay.
Columbus Middle School. So
these are open auditions.
Yeah. We're looking for adults, teenagers, kids, 8 and over.
Now, I know you had these before. What kind of people turn out for these auditions?
You know, it's amazing. And we had, like, last year, a young kid came in. He's like a junior in high school. Mm-hmm. Never been in a play before in his life, had no idea what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up being the star. We did.
Wow.
Yeah. We did the play last year, and he was Aslan, which mm-hmm. is the lion, right?
Yeah.
And these kids just bloom. I mean, they start out being nervous and scared, and by mm-hmm. the end of it, they're just amazing, full of confidence. And that's pretty much what the group is aiming
cool.
at, is helping kids. So.
Did he go on to an acting career or anything?
Well, he's just a senior this year. So
wow,
he's
no
yeah,
kidding.
Yeah.
Just a senior.
but we have a couple of, there was one who, he was so funny, a young kid, and just gets into every role he's in. Mm-hmm. And yeah, his goal is to be an actor. Oh. So we've got some great actors
that's
in our
pretty
group.
Pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah,
do they come from all over the area?
They do. We get them from, you know, even from down by Madison, because mm-hmm. it's, you know, it's only 20 miles to Columbus, but still, you know, mm-hmm. it seems like a ways. But all the little towns around, we mm-hmm. pull in actors, and both adults, kids.
Now, it sounds like kids. I mean, what age do you think most of the cast members will be around?
Well, and I spoke to the director. Carla is the director. She has a lot of years experience being mm-hmm. a director. She's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she's looking for probably 6 to 8 adults, unlimited pretty much number of kids, because you can always put, call it a choir. It's not really, they don't sing, but they have like a bunch of kids on the side doing extra things.
Yeah.
And we're looking for a lot of people, but 6 to 8 p.m. June 16th and 17th.
So I understand you also have a summer camp for kids?
We do. And this has been going on again for many, many years. It's held in Fireman's Park, which is the big park in Columbus. And it's a week long. They spend the 4th through the 8th,
mm-hmm.
and that last day, then they put on a play for friends, family, whoever'd like to come.
Oh.
So you usually have a really good attendance.
And you're not only looking for actors, you're looking for people behind the scenes, right?
Yeah.
Production people, I mean, you know,
I'm kind of I'm vice president, but I'm also the marketing person. And so the first thing I'd say is, I could use a marketing assistant.
There you go.
I have one, I could use more. But no, we need people to build sets, we need people to do makeup, to do hair, mm-hmm. or even just come help with the little kids. Mm-hmm. You know, they need somebody to kind of, you know, herd them around the corral. And so,
how young are we talking about? I
mean, we try not to go below 8 years old. Occasionally we do, but, you know, and it's not that you can't find a good actor, but we aren't really babysitters. So, you know, it's kind of hard to have little kids running around. So,
So the auditions for the fall production, Charlotte's Web, are June 16th and 17th.
Yes.
And then the actual production is in the fall when?
Yeah, so the actual production is always at the end, not always, but we've been doing it at the end of September. So we're doing Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays. And Sundays we do a matinee that we open up at $5 each for anybody who wants to come, just to give more people an opportunity to see the play.
So Charlotte's Web is about what?
Charlotte's Web, it's based on that classic book by E.B. White, where, you know, Charlotte Charlotte is the spider.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
And they have Wilbur the pig. And so they have this whole thing going on at the farm. And it's just, it's a really great kids play, but it's also one that adults enjoy. Mm-hmm. So we try to get something that, you know, will resonate with a large number of people. And it does. So it's going to be fun.
So Julie, we just have a minute left here. If people want to find out more, maybe get some tickets or get more information about what you're up to there in Columbus with the Redbud Players Theater Group, how do they do that?
Best thing is to go on Facebook and just search for Redbud Players. It's Facebook/ Columbus Redbud Players. But
do you need a couple of old guys in the play?
We desperately do.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Do we get costumes and stuff?
Oh,
to
you
put
get
on
cat costumes.
Yeah.
You bet. You know, we'll make you look really good. Right.
We'll talk.
I want to be a wizard. Do they have that in Charlotte's Web?
Oh, yeah. Sure. You know what? We can put one in.
There you go. See? Julie, thanks for coming in.
All right.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Sure. And break a leg with
Thank you.
Redbuds Players Community Theater Group. We will be back with Idiocracy. It's coming up next on John and Gordy in the Morning.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
All the time. Uh-huh. All the time, we prove it over and over and over again. John and Gordy in the Morning. This is WMDX 92.7. Also on your Civic Media app, choose us as your favorite station. Tune in each and every morning, 6 to 8 o'clock. And you can also text us. Tell us what you're thinking. We want to hear it.
We want to know what you're up to. Cloudy skies this morning. Some drizzle out there. Some sprinkles. And then it gets a little better later on. Up to a high in the mid-70s. Right now it's 57 degrees here.
All right. Before we get to any of the idiocracy, let's go with the current idiocracy that's going on right now. This, I thought, was these are just headlines. The White House is approving disaster funds for those states that are requesting it, but they're not telling FEMA.
Well, wait a minute. Wow. They're not telling them?
No, they're not telling. Well, that's the way that goes. I know there's a story in there someplace, but
they're not
just
talking.
Use your imagination. All right. and you know, and here's the thing. Trump thought he had this whole Ukraine Russia thing solved and done. Peace was on its way.
He was going to solve it in one day.
Yeah. And then he kind of admits that Putin is a little hard to work with.
Right.
And he's not cooperating, right?
Yeah.
And it's almost like an epiphany for him. Like a discovery.
Well, he thought they were buddies.
That. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they can work it all out.
So now, you know, the headline is Trump complains President Xi is hard to work with.
No, China?
You know, I'm just like, did you not know this? Did you, you know, what did he think that the power of his personality would convince these people to work with us and kowtow to Trump's line?
It's not like he didn't work with them before in the first term.
Right.
I mean, he had some communications with them. He must have known how they are.
But he's discovering that Putin's hard to work with, and now Xi is hard to work with.
Oh.
Well, maybe it's you. Maybe people don't like working with you, Mr. Trump. Okay.
Because he's flip-flopping like a pancake on a Sunday morning with these tariffs.
That's right.
They bunched the tariffs up again on steel, right?
Oh, yeah.
From 25% to 50%.
So that'll raise prices on just about everything you can think of out there. Mm. So that's going to happen. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you know, they're making a lot of changes, you know, with Social Security and Medicaid and Medicare. They're doing a lot of tweaks. That's it.
Tweakies.
Tweaks. And they're making those little tweaks here and there. And everybody knows Chris Sununu. He's a politician. Oh, yeah. And he has a comment about, you know, kids accepting what the Republicans are thinking of doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to play this cut 131, and Chris Sununu had this to say, and I'm wondering how many young people are going to agree with this comment.
You said 131, Daily Show Trump debate, Hillary?
Okay, no.
Perhaps not.
Yes.
Hang on.
April.
April.
Okay. Going back to the April file.
To the April file. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to give me a second here.
All right. We'll get you going here in a moment.
I have to differentiate that because I was kind of, you know, going over some of the stories that I thought were really, really interesting and last a long time.
Right.
And when you have Republicans saying that, oh, the kids will like this, that stays with you. So are you finding it all? Searching for...
Yep, okay. trying to find it right
okay.
now.
Sununu?
Coming up, by the way, after 7 o'clock, we'll reveal the next keyword in our Scani Summer Text to Win contest that's coming
what
up.
What is it? What's that word,
Well, I can't tell you until after 7 o'clock.
Just
John.
A
that's
hint.
The way
that's
I, do I have to explain this to you every day?
All I'm asking for is just a hint.
I'm not telling you.
You know,
I'm
like
not giving you a
the
hint.
The spelling or anything like that?
Actually, it's sealed in an envelope. I don't open the envelope. I can't open the envelope until after 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Get the idea.
Well, you know, I'll let you go with that one. That doesn't set right with me, but okay.
Okay. Dom, did you have any luck finding that yet or no?
I did end up finding
oh,
it in
did.
The April file. Sorry about that.
All right. No,
you're
that's
fine. It's all good.
I'll tell you that next time. but actually, I can make a copy of it and put it in our current folder so you don't have to do this. But I did not do this time. So just to give you, you know, a hard time. You're new.
I appreciate that.
Make you panic and sweat a little bit back there. Okay.
Awesome. So refresh us. What are we about to hear again?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, no, <you're> fine. Just play. No.
This is Chris Sununu. Saying that people, the kids especially, are going to really love the Republican plans for Medicaid and Social Security and Medicare. Oh, they'll just love everything that's being changed. Let's listen.
You can't do what Elon is saying he's doing without touching the programs that American people don't want to get touched. And yet...
No, Congress doesn't want them to get touched. Americans will accept it.
Oh, and Americans will accept absolutely. Medicaid and Medicare and Social Security.
Adjustments? Absolutely.
What are those adjustments?
Attack.
What are those adjustments?
I'll take a burger and two fries. Attack them.
62 or 64, whatever it is? That's insane.
67.
No young person thinks that retirement should be in the mid-60s or 67. No young people
think
should be.
I like to think I'm
wow.
You know, that touched off a firestorm.
It really
there.
Did. Here's the thing, you know. They always, MAGAs seem to always know what the public wants. Mm. And they always say that. You know, the public wants this. You know, people are asking for this. You know,
right?
I'm so tired of that ploy.
Yeah.
No. They
it doesn't
really,
work that way.
They haven't really asked for any of that stuff. But anyway, that's Chris Sununu. Thinking that the young people, the Gen Zers, will just kind of go along with everything that's going on right now.
Sure.
You know, they are so rebellious. My kids are so angry about all of this. You know?
Yes.
I have to prevent them from going out to get firearms and bombs.
No, God, no. Oh, no, don't go that way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I, you know...
It's not good.
We've got a basement full of fertilizer now. I'm just...
No.
Okay, let's get into this story, okay?
Yeah.
It's very possible that Doge may end up costing the federal government. Now, I mentioned this to you the other day, and I found this story because I couldn't find it. I thought, where is that? Where did I see that?
But he cut all these programs and let go of all these people. How could it cost more than it
Well, Doge claims, you've heard the clips, but Doge claims that they've saved about $160 billion. That's a lot less than the $2 trillion that he said he was going to find.
Right.
So anyway, but that effort may have come at the cost of taxpayers, with analysis from the nonpartisan research group estimating that Doge's actions will cost about $135 billion this year. So we're looking at, what Elon is telling us, $160 billion savings. We can't really verify that, but it's going to at least cost the government $135 billion just to pay for all of this nonsense, absolute, complete nonsense.
Well, and, it's cost Elon a lot of stock at Tesla.
Oh, yeah.
They've had a lot of problems since he wasn't around. So maybe he can get back on track with there and, help out his own
company. Well, that's what I'm thinking, right?
Because, we're worried about him, how much money he's lost personally.
Well, in Europe, again, Tesla is having a really difficult time.
I'll bet.
And having him back at the head of Tesla, I don't think that's a good idea, but he thinks, people will just love him for
who
he is.
Well, he's in charge,
right?
He's got the money, so.
Maybe he can do his Nazi salute for everybody and see how that goes over again.
Yeah, they'll like that.
Or how about this? This is, this is Idiocracy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The mega minority is canceling out what the voters are deciding they want as government. Despite Missouri, this is Missouri's problem over there. Despite Missouri voters overwhelmingly approving a ballot measure guaranteeing paid sick leave and minimum wage increases last November, the state Republican Party passed a law repealing the provisions just days before it went into effect. So there you go. Why would anybody want to vote for these guys who are countering what the public actually voted in and want? All right. Now, the Missouri GOP passed a similar bill that will repeal reproductive rights in the state, which voters also decided to protect via a ballot measure last November. Missouri Republicans have blatantly criticized direct democracy in the state.
What?
They don't want the people having control. They want the control.
Wow.
They got a control problem.
Just
right?
Saying it out loud, huh?
Yeah.
Just
and that's ahead. Happened. That's happened everywhere. We have a similar thing about sick leave in Milwaukee. They had a referendum there and they passed it, and Milwaukee had paid sick leave. And then the state legislature, filled up with gerrymandered Republicans, decided that, it's not good having a patchwork of laws all over the state. Let's have just one big one, although they do like local control. Do they? Anyway, so then they passed a law banning any community from passing these kinds of referendums.
No kidding.
Yeah. So you really can't do this anymore. They have control. GOP. They love local control, though. All right.
That's what it's all about for them. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. How about this? Mexican security chief confirms a cartel family entered the U.S. in a deal with Trump.
Oh, wait a minute. Cartel family?
Yes.
Trump signed off on this?
Guzman Lopez is one of the brothers left running a faction of the cartel after notorious El Chapo. Remember him?
El Chapo.
Guzman was in prison in the U.S. So, to keep the family together.
Right.
They brought him into the U.S. A special deal with the Trump administration. I thought he was against these cartels.
Seemed like he was, yeah.
And drugs going over the border and fentanyl and all this other stuff. And El Chapo is in the country, so hey, let's bring up the family so they have an easy visit. So anyway, it's crazy. They went through Tijuana, and now they're in the country, and they're living here happily, thanks to Donald Trump.
Well, El Chapo's still in jail, though, right?
Yes.
Okay. But they just brought the family up.
They brought them up.
So they could make visitations or
something?
Exactly.
They weren't that considerate in this state. Remember,
What?
I was going to say child prison. It's the youth prison. That's it.
The youth prison.
It was really distant from Milwaukee, and a lot of the youth that were in there were from Milwaukee, and was really so far away, and they didn't want to move a closer prison near Milwaukee so the families could see their kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You know, I don't know. So the Republicans don't want the families to be together, but Trump does. And it's nice to know that he's working this magic deal with the cartel family from Mexico.
I'm just glad to hear that El Chapo is back in the headlines, because I like to say El Chapo. Chapo. Yes. Okay. It is 6:48.
Sounds like a Machete movie, doesn't it? Have you watched Machete's?
No.
Oh, you haven't?
Oh, no.
Wow.
Really?
Okay.
Okay. Coming up in just about 15 minutes, we'll reveal the next keyword in our Scani Summer Text to Win contest. Oh, yeah. Stay with us for more of John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Already been chosen as a winner. Vote for John and Gordy for Best of Madison. Don't argue with a bovine.
All right, WMBX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning.
That's right. We're up for Best of Madison.
Yeah, we are.
And their voting is already begun here for the month of June. We made it into the finals. Six nominations for Best Radio Team. So you can go to Madison Magazine Best of Madison Awards and check it out there. We'll have some more information on that coming up. It is 6:53, this portion of the show being brought to you by MadisonHearingAidCenter.com, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Fast and flexible appointments. They help people change their lives. Their goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. And they offer individualized care, not one size fits all. They're great people there, Jim and Sarah have helped out John, they've helped out me, and they can help you out as well. 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Just go to their website. It's got all kinds of great information about your hearing and even a hearing test there that you can get started with. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Okay?
All right. All right. We've got a text here from Sam.
Sam
is communicating with us at this point. He said, the show's better than I remember. It's Sam's latest adventure.
Yeah.
Driving to Chicago to buy a pinball machine for camp. Great idea, Sam. That's a,
you know, he's kind of like,
how are you going to get a pinball machine in that vehicle of yours?
How do you fit that in a Volkswagen Bug?
Yeah.
I don't know. By the way, you can get all the kinds of information on the Best of Madison Award that we're up for right on our website, WMDXRadio.com. Okay?
That's right. Okay. Now
forgot to mention that.
I mentioned Machete. Okay? And I don't know if anybody saw the Machete series of movies.
Well, is this Machete or is it Machete?
Well, a lot of people said Machete in the movies that he wasn't originally in. It was Spy Kids. If everybody watches Spy Kids movies, he was a really lovable character. He made up gadgets and gizmos in that movie.
Yeah.
And it's played by Danny Trejo. And
great actor.
He's fun to watch, you know.
Yeah.
And lovable and huggable and, you know, and mean looking as well.
Yes.
But anyway, so he played Machete. That's how he said his name in the movie.
All right.
See, I'm just playing on that.
Okay.
And you got
Machete
movies are okay. The first one was okay, but the second one, the follow-up, the sequel, Machete Kills, is good. It's really good.
Where can you see that?
It's all made by the same guy who did Spy Kids, which my kids loved.
Huh.
And those are really creative, imaginative movies. Really fantastic. There's one about gaming.
Mm-hmm. I also love Spike.
Yeah, was game over?
It was game over.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that was just really surreal. I just love that movie.
Yep. Are you into gaming too, Don?
I'm pretty into gaming, yes. Yeah, I'm into the recent gaming. I like the multiplayer stuff.
Yeah.
Really? Playing with friends and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what my sons do.
Really? Yeah. I stay up until like 4 a.m. though. I don't sleep at all, so...
Okay, really?
There you go. My guys don't go to bed until about, I think, maybe 7 or 8 in the morning.
Well, you guys should link up.
Yeah.
Get your sons.
Well, maybe.
I'm going to need an email.
Together with Dom. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
good to
but,
know.
But, you know, the Machete movies are something else, really. Right. And we're talking about that because Trump imported the cartel family into the U.S. because they want to be close to El Chapo.
El Chapo.
You know, keeping the family together is important to him.
Oh, he's all about family.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Stealing the kids away from their moms or moms mm-hmm. away from their kids. Yes. Always a really good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Coming up shortly, right after the break, we'll be announcing the next keyword in our Text to Win contest, our Scani Summer Text to Win contest. You got something briefly here? We got a couple of minutes.
Yeah, we got something here. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Derek Van Orden and Tom Tiffany are using health care to exact punishment on their voters, which is a really nice thing to do to the voters, to satisfy their own imagined waste and fraud paranoia, which I've talked about here on the program ad nauseum. Tom Tiffany's district has 138,000 plus people on Medicaid and could lose $1.7 billion if Republicans carry out their plan for his 138,000 plus people on Medicaid. Van Orden's district has 140,000 plus people on Medicaid and could lose $1.75 billion. You know, this Medicaid thing, it just shows how much we really need a universal health care plan in this country. People are on Medicaid or Medicare. Those are government programs. Why not just have universal health care coverage so we don't have all these different departments and waste a lot of money on administration?
Over time, it would save us money to do universal health care.
Now, did their constituents, by the way, who rely on Medicaid to pay for essential prescriptions, checkups for their children, and Medicaid emergencies, vote for this? Is this what they wanted when they voted for the Republicans? I don't think so. Almost one-third of rural kids in Wisconsin rely on Medicaid. And I thought of this the other day. Medicaid is something a very important program for farmers because some years they don't make a lot of money. In fact, they lose money.
Yes. Because you can't count on the weather or the crops.
So they depend on Medicaid. And so if they have a cash crop and during the winter months, how do they pay for all of this health care?
How do they?
They get it. They get Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
So if they make Medicaid harder to get, and they require 80 hours a month work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering, you know, how a farmer is going to be able to get Medicaid at that point.
Exactly. Yeah, it's definitely a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't deal with it. It's very tough. Hey, coming up here again, we've got news right around the corner, and then we'll be back with the keyword of the day for our keyword for the 7 o'clock hour in our Scani Summer Text to Win contest. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. One thing remains constant since they opened up in 1958. Still, they are direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Two locations, east and west. Check them out at verlo.com. Coming right back. Stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.